Do we really want an omnipotent CEO or superpower like building and running the metaverse? Or do we believe that it is an unlimited access to doors that we choose to enter?
Generally, when we think of the metaverse, we think of one of three things. We think of an emerging digital world that's ambiently available everywhere. Perhaps we think of sort of Ready Player One, the Oasis, kind of a interconnected universe of digital experiences. Or basically, maybe we might even think of just the internet at varying degrees of immersion. We see different models out there in the world. Fortnite creator Epic Games seems firmly on the Ready Player One side. And Epic wants to ensure that the multiverse is universally connected, accessible to everyone, as opposed to something maybe Apple might create or Facebook might design in Horizons. But Unity might be better positioned than any other company to usher in the Oasis. 71% of the top 1,000 mobile games are made with the technology. Half of all mobile, PC, and console games are also made with Unity. And it's inherently open, running on over 20 different platforms. The world's already there. 2.5 billion people are playing games or living experiences in Unity. So I'm wondering, has the planets, Unity has the rooms, it's got the solar systems. When is it going to build the galaxy, the corridors, the connections? To dive in, I'm with Julie Shoemaker, who leads growth at Unity. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you so much, John. Good to be here.
Hey, great to be chatting with you again. Love your brick wall. And for everybody watching, that's a real brick wall. You could bash your head against it. It is not an applique. She's not in some artisanally crafted studio. It's really a basement with bricks in San Francisco. Julie, let's start here. What is the metaverse to you?
Well, I think that I'm going to orient towards your kind of final possibility. And that is that it's the next internet. And, you know, we feel strongly that real-time 3D meets the internet is the metaverse. So a little kind of, you and I go way back in the internet, so I can speak. I mean, you remember when we didn't even have enough pixels to get a nice line of text. And today, of course, the internet is a largely video experience. And so We simply believe that that next internet 3.0 from, you know, text to video to real-time 3D is in essence what the metaverse we will all be experiencing. And I might just build on the fact that unlike, you know, 1999 when we hoped there would be video, we're already there, right? I mean, the compute power in billions of pockets is capable of experiencing real-time 3D. The creators with tools like Unity have ease of use, ability to create their content experiences in real-time 3D. And we have readiness of the humans in the world. And maybe it's the Ready Player One or inspiration that we've gotten from Fortnite, but the readiness of a world in which we have our second generation of digital natives, my daughter's 12, off to the races in this world. I think it's not going to be one of those things where we keep talking about it for two decades and maybe it shows up. I actually believe we're close.
You brought me back there when you started talking to sitting at a computer. It's got to be a couple decades ago or maybe even more. I didn't even want to think that far back. And I'm waiting for a picture to come in and it's drawing line. My line. Yes, that was the reality, kids. We had it tough and walked uphill to school both ways. How should we envision a future digital reality? Are we in this full time? Do we dip our toes into it? What does it feel like to you when you envision it?
Well, I think the envision is a perfect triangulation of how you launched our session, which is what does a controlled ecosystem look like and how do we dismantle that? right? How do, one, let's all put ourselves first. Sample size of one. Do we really want an omnipotent CEO or superpower like building and running the metaverse? Or do we believe that it is an unlimited access to doors that we choose to enter? And I think that's a really key to what your question of what should we envision? Like, let's be selfish. Let's just be humans. What do we envision and how are we going to make sure? And then I think the second part of that, when you have the, I think, honor to work at a company like Unity, then you have to translate it to what's our responsibility and to ensure that vision of the metaverse is what happens. And I, when we characterize that in the virtual walls of Unity, now that we're not in the office, it's a responsibility to the content creator at the foundation. And that the old kind of TV world of content is king isn't so binary in like a television network model. It's much more like content everywhere. And we already see this, right? We see social creators at the key, TikTok and Snap are helping this wave. Well, let's unleash them and let's allow ourselves to access what we want when we want. Open those metaverse doors. I think the second part of the kind of responsibility to that, to what we envision, is narrowing that gap. And maybe you asked that perfect question, which is narrowing the gap from the consumer to the creator through the scaffolding or the tools, ease of use. And so that's the part that's probably got most of us intrigued. Because if in fact people try to create a controlled metaverse, which is not what we want to envision, then that may be a door. And so then you have to go to the scaffolding that takes you from one of the doors, maybe a controlled ecosystem, to many doors, which is, I think, the vision that we're all aspiring for. So that's the infrastructure play. Kind of you've well characterized our operate solutions at Unity as kind of the scaffolding of the video game ecosystem. And so how do we apply that into the metaverse? I think it's just one teach away from where we are now.
This episode is sponsored by Dollar Smart, my creator coin. Yeah, it's crypto. No, it's not a scam. Buy some to support the show, sponsor the show, get weekly rewards as the coin grows, or just to be part of the community at rally.io/creator/smrt. That is really interesting, because what you're basically saying is that you're taking Unity on a path from being a tool that game makers use, that developers use, and you're talking about making it a tool that almost anybody can use. If we look at creators are 5 to 10% of people, right? Hardcore developers, what are they, 0.5% or something like that? Mm-hmm. You're almost saying, hey, let's take a Roblox approach using the Unity frameworks to the metaverse. Am I hearing it right?
I think you're hearing it right within the context of even the announcement of my role change. Where it's a shift from video game as the, let's just face it, the ground zero for how to build real-time 3D, non-linear, limitless experiences. I mean, we're all going to learn for decades, if not a century, from the video game industry what is the metaverse. And I'm really proud to have been a part of it and where it's going to take us. But that next wave, and in my role which is revenue for the creation platform, the thing that I'm most excited, because I love the video game business, is in the core, where I see the next wave is sitting with, you know, an engineering firm, an architecture firm, who's talking about how their city is a digital twin of the real city. How their building is going to be real-time 3D. They're going to help the customer experience it as they're designing the building. we're going to understand impacts of weather and human traffic and you know, vehicles moving around. That is all real-time information about conversions of an analog and a digital world. That is, in essence, the digital twin of where we are. And I think that's our flip into the metaverse for practical use cases outside of games.
Let's go there, because we've seen an acceleration due to COVID. You're in your basement against a brick wall. I'm in my home office. The directionality of our culture to increasingly live, work, and play in digital is pretty clear. How do you see that continuing?
Wow. We're going to look back, obviously, horrible sadness for this period and a lot of the stress on the global economy, loss of life, on and on. We're also going to look back and say, we accelerated the transition to live, work, play digitally by 1,000% because of the pandemic. And so when the pandemic happened and we all went into our homes, you know, the video game sector was a scary moment, because you're talking about massive machines, huge projects, collaborative 100-person studios. How do you do that from a laptop in your house? And so the tools to, one is distributed desktop. I mean, Unity, you know, launched a partnership and acquired a company called Parsec. Now people on a lightweight device can be working on these meaty projects across the globe. These types of things have accelerated. You know, you use, what are we on?
StreamYard.
Well, you StreamYard and, you know, StreamYard and Zoom and, you know, all of the tools are just making this faster and faster. So yes. What was your order? Live, work, play?
Yes.
Yeah. Live, work, play. We're living digitally. We've now become working digitally. And frankly, play, as you know, because you helped cover the COVID impact on play. I mean, play was the social tissue of not being able to be in the same room. And so again, if we talk about live, work, play, and I'm going to land on the play, what I think we may as a world assign your kid or your friend, if you're not into playing games, play a multiplayer game. This is the closest thing you're going to get to whatever this digital future is. Aaron, I think we were talking, you know, that the living room has become the game room. Aaron, that next phase where that metaverse is your live, work, and your play, I think is super exciting. We just launched this week Unity Game Services, which is a seamless way to, within several clicks, be up and running with a multiplayer game. And, you know, fastest way to do cross-platform multiplay games. That sounds a lot like the metaverse.
Let's go there then. There are probably hundreds of thousands of experiences and games that are created with Unity. When do you see Unity offering some technology, let somebody put a door or a portal in their game, or access everything from some central hall? I mean, we tend to think in visual metaphors, and we're probably idiots when we think about these things, because we have no clue what will actually work or what won't work. We try and recreate the physical and the digital. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But when are we going to connect all those experiences, and do you see Unity playing a role in that?
I think we are committed to playing a support role, again, to all creators. Aaron, let's face it, to assure democratization of content access. I mean, that's our number one role. The second role, and I'm going to allow this to sound like a cop-out, you already are. Okay, so you know, build once, deploy to 20-plus platforms. That's Unity. If you think about a platform, is a door. So Unity Gaming Services, build once, and with a click, you've got you know, you've got PC, PlayStation, Xbox, mobile, all converging into one multiplayer experience. So if we, I like how you're orienting, we think in visuals. So instead of thinking of yourself in Fortnite, think of yourself in a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So when are we going to, we think we are. And so the door is a platform. The door is a TikTok 3D real-time experience, whatever that next future. So yes, we absolutely will be ready. We believe the scaffolding is in place to be ready. And we're just thrilled to see, you know, and of course I'm naming competitors, you know, I mean, if you think about competition of time, you know, TikTok doesn't build on Unity. And yet they're a really important visual reference for what will happen when that's real-time 3D. And it's, you know, the analog and the virtual meeting in one experience.
There's a hunger, and you said sample size of one. Maybe it's just me. There's a hunger for a future in which I enter a Fortnite style world or whatever the case might be. And I've got my 15 minutes to my 3 hours of gaming, maybe with friends, maybe solo. And boom, I'm still in some digital space, but you know, then I go to a work meeting or I go to some place or something like that. And we have that kind of continuity of experience versus I shut this app down or I shut that device down and I turn and now I'm working and now I'm playing, but sort of a unity. Okay. Wow. I just did that. A unity of experience between the live and the work and the play. Do you see that coming?
So John, the question of when will we see unity help the continuity? Is that fair to say the word continuity of experience so that I'm not opening another browser tab in the metaverse? In essence, I have continuity of experience without being in one controlled ecosystem. And so to answer that, I would start from kind of what are we doing? I'm in San Francisco, Gold Rush. Analogy around that, we're not gold miners at Unity. We're in the picks and axe business. And so what does that mean? That means that we're going to hand the tools for the consumer to have that elegant experience so they can chug off a piece of gold here and do it here without moving rooms, without. And I do believe that is our obligation and where we're heading.
Excellent. Let's finish here then. Who should own this future experience and how should it be monetized?
Well, you know, that's my favorite word, monetization. okay. If it was, you know, 1995 and we were only talking about video games and you were talking to me about let's call it 98, you know, PlayStation and what's going to happen, we would never have envisioned subscription-based content. We wouldn't have envisioned digital downloads and in-app purchase. We wouldn't have envisioned, you know, massive revenues coming from advertising. So
cloud, you mean?
I will start from a standpoint of I think the metaverse is the analog real world. And I think the monetization is limitless. And that our obligation is to power the creators to create and help them make money out of the gate. I think generally existing models port. And I think what you're going to see is existing game industry models be the first line of port.
Excellent. As long as there's no loyalty centers. That's a Ready Player One reference. If you haven't watched the movie, if you didn't catch that, I just want to make sure everybody watching catches that. Julie, as always, it's a real pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much for taking this time.
Terrific. Thank you, John.